الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد وقال تعالى وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها وقال تعالى فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون وقال تعالى والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, two months prior to Ramadan, we were encouraged to make this dua. Alhamdulillah, we have been making this dua, and our mere being alive in this blessed month of Ramadan is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted the dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. O Allah, grant us blessings and barakat in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and make it possible for us to remain alive till the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted the dua, that Allah ta'ala has kept us alive in this very blessed, Mubarak month of Ramadan. It is the innate, inherent quality of man to constantly desire for an increase. Avarice of plentitude, greed, that is the nature of man. To desire for an increase, with regards to a Muslim, this is something that is not prohibited as long as there are certain conditions fulfilled. When it comes to those things that are not permissible, they want you not even desire for it, leave alone desiring for an increase. But where things that are, we have things that are permissible for us to desire for an increase, which is our nature, is something that we are not prohibited from. The problem comes about where we adopt the incorrect means in order for us to gain that increase. Today when we desire and we think of increase in wealth, in health, in properties, in the ownership of items and commodities of this world, our mind goes towards those things that are totally prohibited. Many a times our mind will go towards involving ourselves in transactions of interest, riba and usury, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly stated in the Quran Sharif, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Allah ta'ala has prohibited interest. We will desire to go that route in order for us to obtain an increase in whatever we have. Many will desire to obtain an increase, to attain increase in whatever we have. They will adopt, they will desire, they will take the route and the path of stealing, of snatching, of not paying that which is due by that person, by finding different loopholes in such a way that outwardly in this world, the person feels he's not caught. He has got away. He's changed the name of his business. He's transferred his properties and his items to someone else's name, in the family or out of the family, and got away outwardly in this world. But in reality, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person hasn't got away. There's no way he'll get away. Because there is such a thing as maut, death, qabr, hereafter, and whatever follows after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Sharif, shows us the prescription that if you want an increase, you will definitely get that increase. What method should be used? Many people will use the method of striking, of protesting. Every man's claim today, I am overworked and underpaid. This is a constant claim that we always make. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are thankful to me, if you adopt shukr in your life, Allah Ta'ala says, He does not say you will receive an increase. Allah Ta'ala states in this verse, La azidannakum. Allah Ta'ala says, I most definitely will grant you an increase. It's a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, whose treasures knows no limits. Allah Ta'ala's treasures knows no limits. And He promises us with emphasis that if you are thankful, I will definitely grant you an increase. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ If you are ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ My punishment is most severe. History bears testimony to this fact. Whenever people were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether by way of belief that they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether by way of action that whatever they were given was used for the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What they were given, they did not appreciate and they complained about it, as many of us do today. Allah ta'ala has given us so much. Take each favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's priceless. Take the eye, take the brains, take the ear, take the parts of the body. A person himself, each person himself, is an embodiment of priceless gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. So when people were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways, whether verbally, whether in belief, whether in practice form, the most important, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them and punished them in different ways. So the prescription, in order for us to attain, to obtain increase from Allah Ta'ala's side, is simple, and that is to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا If you have to enumerate Allah Ta'ala's favors and benefactions and gifts, لَا تُحْصُوهَا You will not be able to encompass it. All those favors you will not be able to encompass. You will not be able to enumerate and count them. Because they are countless. There are so many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mere fact that Allah ta'ala granted us iman is such a great gift from Allah ta'ala's side. The mere fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us of the ummatis and the followers of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is such a great gift from Allah Ta'ala's side. A hadith has been stated, has been recorded in Mishkatul Masabih, page 583, quoted from Bukhari and Tirmizi. This hadith is recorded four times in Bukhari Sharif, where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states, he gives an example, I'll give you the gist of the hadith. He depicts, he gives his example of an employer that has three types of employees. One is those who work from the morning till Salat al-Zuhr, till midday. They are paid one qirat. For our understanding, for simply to explain, is like one gold coin. The second group works from midday till Asr Salah, till Asr Namaz time. They are paid the similar wage. One qirat, for our understanding, one gold coin. And the third group works from Asr Salah till Maghrib Salah. Short amount, small amount of time, a short period. But this third group is paid double of those two groups. That is, this group is paid two gold coins for such a short time. This is the example our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives with regards to us and the other ummats and nations. That they have lived for a long time. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam lived for approximately 950 years. People before have lived for hundreds and thousands of years. They lived for a long while. But their rewards were lesser. We have a short life. 60 to 70 years approximately. Some more, some less. To hear 60 and 70 today is far-fetched. But the rewards are much greater. That is why Allah Ta'ala has granted us this blessed month of Ramadan. Where the rewards are multiplied, we have heard this hadith many a times over. A person performs a nafil optional act. He gets the reward of doing a farz act. A person does a farz act, a compulsory act, he is rewarded 70 times more. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, especially in this month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala has given us Hajj. Allah Ta'ala has given us Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala has given us the blessed nights during the year. In order for us to maximize on this, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, there are so many meanings to this night. In order for us to maximize, although we have a short life, but in that short life to maximize on the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. Allah is Ghafoor and Rahim. Look at His rahmat. Look at how much He is forgiving us. Look at how merciful He is upon us. Despite all the wrongs that we are doing in our life, how much He has given us. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam witnessed a lady, very poor lady who was begging. She was given one date, one khajur. And that's the only food and nourishment she had at that time. Her two daughters were hungry. She made that khajur into two pieces. And she gave each daughter a piece from there, forgetting herself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that, do you think, words to this effect, that do you think this woman is merciful to her daughters? Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy is much more greater. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy has 100 portions to it. 99 portions of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy has been kept in store for us for the hereafter. One portion of that mercy and rahmat of Allah Ta'ala has been sent to us in this world. And of that one portion, you will find the mother being kind and generous towards her children, whether it be humans, whether it be animals. And like that, different forms of rahmat and mercy becomes avowed to us in this world, apparent to us in this world. This is all of that one portion of Allah Ta'ala's 100 portions of His mercy. Imagine what is in this world, what is in store for us in the hereafter. And through His rahmat, only through His rahmat, without us deserving, Allah Ta'ala has granted us so many favors and this blessed month of Ramadan. That is why in a hadith Rasulullah has mentioned, أُعْطِيَتْ أُمَّتِي خَمْسَ خِصَالٍ فِي رَمَضَانِ لَمْ تُعْطَهُنَّ أُمَّةٌ قَبْلَهُمْ فِي. That's my ummat, my followers, my people, have been given five characteristics and favors in the month of Ramadan, which no one else has been given before them. One is لَخَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِرِّيحِ الْمِسْكِ. The smell of the mouth of the person who is fasting, at times it may seem an odor to us, but the fragrance, the smell that comes out of his mouth, in the eyes of Allah, is more scented and more pure مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ than the fragrance of musk. Second, تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمُ الْحِيْتَانِ حَتَّى يُفْطِرُوا. The fish in the sea seek forgiveness and make istighfar for those who are fasting in the month of Ramadan right till the time of iftar. Muhaddithin mention, the commentators of hadith mention that fish in the sea seeking forgiveness for us who are fasting, what link does it have? They mention that when we will do good actions, especially as believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make decisions accordingly. That is, He will send favorable conditions upon us, which will then benefit us as humans and will benefit the animals in the jungles and the fish at sea. Although the fish are seeking forgiveness for us, but the reason is we are doing good, that we have been instructed to even abstain from those things that are normally permissible for us. How much more should we abstain from that which is not permissible for us? By us doing and carrying out these actions, they benefit. As a result, they seek forgiveness for us. That is the second favor we are given in this month. The third, Rasulullah says in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala decorates, prepares and decorates a special garden in Jannat every day in Ramadan. And addresses that garden, that soon my bandas, my servants, will leave this world and come to you, be prepared for them. The fourth, تُصَفَّدُ فِيهِ مَرَدَةُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. In this month of Ramadan, we all know, the rebellious shayateen are chained and kept away from us, in order for us to exert ourselves in worshipping and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fifth favor Allah ta'ala gives us in this month, يُغْفَرُ لَهُمْ فِي آخْرِ لَيْلِهِ. On the last night of this month, Allah ta'ala forgives all those people that observe fasting the entire month. Rasulullah has mentioned in the hadith that the person who is fasting, his dua is never rejected. سَلَاثٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَةٌ. Person who is fasting, there are three people whose du'as are not rejected. One is Al-Imam Al-Adil, is a just ruler. Secondly, Da'watu Sa'im, a person who is fasting. One narration mentions, Hatta Yuftir, one has Hina Yuftir. Right till the time of Iftar, his du'as are accepted. To the extent in another hadith, Rasulullah states in another hadith, that Allah Ta'ala instructs those angels that are hamilin arsh, that are carrying His arsh, to leave aside everything in the month of Ramadan and say Ameen. Such close angels to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are instructed by Allah Ta'ala in this month to say Ameen to the dua of those who are fasting. How great is the dua of the person who's fasting? And according to some narrations, the person who's fasting's dua is accepted, especially at the time of iftar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he should speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a lengthy narration, when he should speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to some narrations, there should be 70,000 veils between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, O Musa, there will be a nation who will come after you, when they will fast in the month of Ramadan. At the time of iftar, they will make dua to me. They will ask me for their needs. Whatever they will ask me, there will be no veils whatsoever between me and them. And I will accept their duas. That is the second person duas who is not rejected. The third is da'watul mazloom, an oppressed person's dua. يَرْفَعُوا اللَّهُ فَوْقَ الْغَمَامِ. Allah Ta'ala takes the dua of an oppressed person above the skies, above the clouds. وَتُفْتَحُ لَهَا أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. The doors of the sky are open for the dua. وَيَقُولُ الرَّبُّ لَأَنْصُرَنَّكَ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ. Allah Ta'ala tells, Allah Ta'ala answers the dua of that oppressed person, that I will definitely assist you, I will definitely accept your dua, although it be after some time. Whether that oppressed person be a debtor or a creditor, whether it be the wife or the children, whether it be the employer or employee, whether it be the customer, whether it be the supplier, whoever it could be, but the person is oppressed, that person's dua is accepted. But this hadith shows us the importance of dua while we are fasting. Such a great favor and ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side. Many will then question that we have made dua while we are fasting. And this hadith says our du'as are accepted. In another hadith, Rasulullah says that there are three ways of a du'a being accepted. مَا مِن مُسْلِمْ يَدْعُو بِدَعْوَى لَيْسَ فِيهَا إِثْمْ وَلَا قَطِيعَةُ رَحِمْ إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا إِحْدَى ثَلَاثٍ. That a Muslim that makes du'a, not of something sinful, he does not make du'a of any way of cutting off relationship with his family, Allah Ta'ala replies his du'a in one of the three ways. إِمَّا أَن يُعَجِّلَ لَهُ دَعْوَةً. Either Allah Ta'ala grants him whatever he asks for immediately. In this world, immediately he gets it. Second way, إِمَّا أَن يُؤَخِّرَ لَهُ فِي الْأُخْرَى. Either his dua is delayed to a later time in this world, or if not in this world, in hereafter. Allah Ta'ala is full of wisdom, Hakim. Full of wisdom. He knows which du'as to accept and give us in this world, and which dua to give us the reward of that in hereafter. We may feel certain things are good for us, certain things we desire for, although it be permissible, we will make dua for that. But if Allah Ta'ala does not want to grant it to us, He knows best why. He is full of wisdom. In one hadith it is stated that when a person will go to Jannat, he will be given so much of reward. He will question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, I did not do so many deeds. How was this granted to me, given to me?" Allah Ta'ala will say, this is the reward of all those du'as that were outwardly not accepted in this world and it was delayed to the hereafter. In the hadith is mentioned that that person will then desire, how nice if all my du'as were not answered so-called outwardly in this world and given to me in hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala delays the du'a of the, answering the du'a of that person either later on in life. Many Anbiya alayhi wasalam, prophets of Allah, they made dua, but after 30 years, 50 years, 80 years, their dua was accepted in this world. Continue making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first way is immediately. The second way is delayed later in this world or in the hereafter. Or the third way, إِمَّا أَيَّسْرِفَ عَنْهُمْ مِنَ السُّوءِ مِسْلَهَا. Allah ta'ala remove some calamity through the barakat of the dua. We should not become despondent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Rasulullah mentioned to the Sahaba that Allah ta'ala accepts the person's dua, as long as ma lam yasta'jil, as long as he does not hasten. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is meant by hastening? He replied that when a person makes dua, and if outwardly his dua is not accepted, he complains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he complains to people, I made so much of dua, my dua is not being accepted. Allah ta'ala does not like that. Allah ta'ala, because of that, does not accept the dua of the person. Allah Ta'ala is full of wisdom. He will delay it later. He will give you some reward in one of the three ways for the dua. The dua never goes to waste. The dua is never wasted. Definitely some benefit is attained by the dua. What I mentioned at the beginning was to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that way, Allah Ta'ala will grant us increase in whatever we have. This month of Ramadan has been given for that purpose, to develop in us shukr. Thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the way? Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Adopt taqwa in your life, which is the purpose of fasting. And through that, you'll be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through that, Allah Ta'ala will grant you increase in whatever you have. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.